before anything else, before learning Yiddish, making chopped liver, wearing tefillin, or plunging into mahjong, if you want to renew your Jewishness, you have to grasp and use in ways you may never have used before the phrase, just in case. It means exactly what you think it means, in the event of some unforeseen misfortune, as a safeguard against some bad thing, and so on. But it means more than that. Compare these two statements made by two individuals about to leave to attend a baseball game at the stadium.
I'm bringing an umbrella to the game, just in case.
I'm bringing a poncho, a pair of lightweight rubber boots, a flask of brandy, a tin of ibuprofen pills and antibiotic capsules, a waterproof ski mask, an emergency flare, an umbrella, and a tent. And I'm wearing a wetsuit under my clothes to the game, just in case.
The difference should be obvious. In statement A, the speaker, in acknowledging the possibility of rain, is blithely ignoring the equal possibility of a tornado. The speaker of statement B knows better than to tempt fate in such a way, and, equally, just in case, announces himself to be properly equipped. As this example demonstrates, just knowing how to say just in case isn't enough, because you never know, and something could happen. So you have to take steps and be extra careful and provide for redundant measures of safety and making sure in whatever you do. Naturally, the question then arises, with regard to what should I take these extreme measures of safety and concern? Well, the answer is simple. With regard to everything. It sounds overwhelming, and if you do it right, it is overwhelming. But why shouldn't you be overwhelmed a little, just in case? For example, take the universally understood dilemma of going to an airport. Everyone knows that the official recommendation to passengers traveling on a domestic flight in the United States is to arrive at the terminal 90 minutes before departure time. The reasons, too, are well known. Security measures and cost-cutting moves of the airlines often result in long lines, bottlenecks, delays, and inconveniences, so the earlier you get there, the less chance there is of you missing your flight. This kind of thinking is all well and good, for the devil may care, go with the flow, non-Jews among the flying public, but Jews, real Jews, know that 90 minutes before departure is the time, ideally, you'd want to be boarding the aircraft if only they would let you. They won't, for reasons we needn't go into. But the fact remains that you should insist on arriving at the airport at least 3 hours before the recommended 90-minute arrival time, just in case.